3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the radio in St. Simons Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as once again we face the issues. And let me remind you, lest you have forgotten, as we face the issues, we do not do so based on denominational dogma, philosophical rhetoric, or some political priority. We face the issues based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I call it the truth book. When Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues each and every day, we do so based on the truth book. The written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. May I say once again, as we see what is taking place in our city, our states, and across the nation and around the globe, we need to look at it and view every event based on the authority of the Scripture. Looking at the world view through the prism of the Word of God, it makes a vast difference on how we see things. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so each and every day, inviting you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. That telephone number after our monologue, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue we're talking about today, an issue that I believe is relevant to the time in which we're living. How to control a society. Have you pondered what we see on the political front? Have you pondered what we see taking place in state after state after state with the different amendments that are being passed where the government will have further and further control over the minds and the hearts and the lives of our people in the society today? That's what we see taking place. And we're talking about it. How to control a society. Ladies and gentlemen, every citizen, listen, must pay close attention to what the wannabe political candidates are saying today. The DNC continues to use the term joy. I can't even understand the rationale by which they're using the term joy. Yet they only present the deceit and the lies and the vague promises with no substance whatsoever. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that by way of our monologue. Then we're going to get into the subject of Amendment 3. Amendment 3 is on the ballot in the state of Florida. There's six amendments, each of the amendments with an attempt to circumvent the constitutional republic and the representative form of government by having enough signatures to gain relevance and place it on the ballot to be voted on. And we're going to talk about Amendment 3. What is Amendment 3? What does it do? Why should Christians be concerned, and how should Christians vote in relationship to that? So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on truth, relevant truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement in his book entitled The Dystopian Novel called 1984. George Orwell made this statement. He said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And may I say today, whether you're in a circle talking about theological, doctrinal, biblical issues or political, societal issues, you'll find those that will stand up and be angered when you speak the truth. Truth matters, regardless of what the subject may be, regardless of what state you may live in, regardless of what you may be talking about. Truth really matters. But listen, according to the latest survey, latest investigation on that, I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. You've heard me say before, and may I repeat at the risk of redundancy, a half-truth is a whole lie. But 55% of the millennials today, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, make this statement. Each and every person determines their own version of truth. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made a profound statement in relationship to that. Headline of Jim DeMint's statement, he says, America's warned that the decline of truth is linked on the death of truth, linked to the death of truth. And he says this, and may I quote, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a profound statement. I don't know if I could have formed that statement any more clear or any better than you see in his statement. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge each and every day. I think it's time Christians, pastors, churches, Christian leaders, I think it's time we stand up and speak the truth in love. I think it's time that we stand up and be honest in relationship to what is taking place and a biblical challenge of why we should be obedient to the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I don't know about you, but I get a little weary with those that say I'm saved, and yet I'm going to vote for a politician that believes in murder by way of abortion. I'm saved, but I'm going to vote for a bill or an element of society or an amendment that is contrary to the Word of God. That's an oxymoron. It's an impossibility. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional equipment or the homeowner brand equipment or the backup equipment with the generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, there's an identifier. There's a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to introduce our special guest in just a moment, but I want to set the stage for where we're going. I want us to recognize that we're living in perilous times. The Bible warns about perilous times in the last days. The word perilous in the Greek text simply means dark, dangerous, devastating, difficult. And that's where we are today. We're in those perilous times that the Bible speaks of, that God warns about, and yet from the Christian perspective, there seems to be a mindset that we do not need to pay attention to the times. We just simply continue to live as we've lived in the past. I said just recently in a pulpit message, I said recently, we have no guarantee of tomorrow. We do not know what tomorrow holds. So the question is, as the Apostle Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Can we say today that we've done all that we can do in relationship to serving the Lord, honoring Him, and guarding, guiding, and protecting His Word and the proclamation of His Word? But ladies and gentlemen, getting back to the reality of what is taking place in Chicago with the Harris Waltz, WLZ, the Harris-Waltz combination for running for president and vice president. I see nothing but deceit and lies, and yet they continue to harp on joy. ladies and gentlemen, as we look at Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they've already had a record of their leadership. And yet Kamala Harris keeps saying, on day one, on the very first day, this is what I'm going to do. Well, Kamala Harris has had over 1,300 days of doing what should have been and could have been done. But ladies and gentlemen, we've seen more and more of the Marxist, socialist, communist programs being introduced and carried out and promulgated upon society today in the United States of America. We are looking at today the highest inflation in many, many, many years in America. We're looking at the lowest morals, ethics, values in America, in American history. American Christians today, ladies and gentlemen, conservatives and patriots are now being forced to embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. We're being forced to embrace the DEI. That's diversity, equity, and equality we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, that's being pushed. We're looking at the LGBTQ agenda being promulgated and pushed on our kids in our schools from kindergarten through high school and in colleges and universities. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, Christian liberties that are under assault. In fact, it was Tony Perkins that said, this present administration has done more to harm our faith, our family, and our freedoms than any other combination of presidents in American history. I don't know if you recognize it or not. I'm concerned about where we're going as a nation. I'm concerned about the position that Christians, conservatives, and patriots are placed in today. Christian liberties are under assault as never before. Our little girls are being forced to go into showers, bathrooms, locker rooms where the doors are open with males being able to go in unannounced and where males have the authority and the privilege based on the laws that have been promulgated and the executive orders by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris cannot run from her record. Kamala Harris cannot say on day one, I'm going to do so-and-so, when in fact she's had almost 1,300 days, and what she's now claiming that she'll do has not been attempted or tried or put into place at all. Ladies and gentlemen, parents today, if you oppose the sodomite LGBTQ lifestyle and agenda, raw pornography being produced and presented in the classrooms of our schools, if you oppose that, according to the DOJ with a 32-page document that was given to the FBI to enforce, you're called a domestic terrorist. That's what we have today out of the Biden and Harris administration. That's what we have today taking place. The most serious, I believe, today, ladies and gentlemen, is the trail of deception, destruction, and the undermining of the constitutional republic that we have today. It is Harris, the Harris-Biden administration, that has shown a complete disregard for God's word, for anything that's called morals and ethics and values. And ladies and gentlemen, America, just listen, America just cannot survive, in my opinion, under a Harris-Waltz 4 years of office. Tim Walz, for example, is a full-fledged communist. Look it up. Look at his background. Look at his record. During COVID, he set up a snitch line where he was enforcing families and individuals to wear masks inside the homes, outside the homes. You could not leave your home. And a snitch line was set up with the authority of an individual to call and report on your neighbor. And your neighbor then could be arrested, prosecuted, persecuted, even fined and put in jail for not wearing a mask. It's just been discovered that Tim Walz has given, out of taxpayer funds in Minnesota, over $2 million of taxpayers' dollars to the Council on American Islamic Relations. In other words, I call them the Islamic Jihadist. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Walz is not the, how would you say, the backslapping, lovable coach as he wants to present himself to be. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the condition that our nation is in, and the question is, do we want to continue to plummet and fall, or do we want to turn back to God and ask God to bless America as God really wants to do so? Ladies and gentlemen, that's the setting, that's the background, that's the prism that we're looking at today, but we need to examine it based on the authority of the Scripture and what does the Word of God say? Ladies and gentlemen, we must focus on not just the national events, the national rules, regulations, guidelines, and laws, but listen very carefully. Right here in the state of Florida, November the 5th, you and I will have the opportunity to vote on six amendments. Now, the purpose of the broadcast today is not to discuss all six of those amendments, but we're going to talk about Amendment 3, Amendment 3 is the pot amendment, as I call it. And ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about that today, we have a very special guest that we're delighted to have with us, Lawrence Perkins. Lawrence is the director and the founder of the Keep Florida Fresh organization. We're going to talk with him about the Amendment 3. What does it do? What is it? How should we view it? What should Christians do? How should we respond to it? How should churches respond? And what should we do? That's the total overview and a rapid fire of what we intend to do on this broadcast today. Lawrence, thank you for coming. God bless you. Welcome to Let's Face the Issues and the privilege we have of discussing what I believe is a very paramount decision that must be made by Christians, conservatives, and patriots on November the 5th. Thank you for being with us today, Lawrence.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Lawrence, I believe before we get into the essence of Amendment 3 and what it is and what it is not, and the deception that is on the ballot for November in relationship to the total six amendments, but especially with Amendment 3. Share with our listeners something about you, your life, your background, your faith, and what promotes you, promulgates, and pushes you to honor the Lord and serve Him.
Dr. Youngblood, I was in foster care until I was 5. I was rescued by a family. My dad was a prison guard over at Rayford, and my mother a seamstress over in Stark, Florida. And they changed my life as Christ has changed us. They gave me a new future. And since then, I've learned that Christ is the source of wisdom, mm-hmm. and direction and safety. And one of the things I want to do is serve Him and make sure that that I am available to be used. And that's where we find ourselves today.
Amen. Well, what you're saying, and I usually tout it in this fashion, I believe God calls us as Christians to be the watchman on the wall, to be the one that warns. I like to talk about Ezekiel 33. God charges him with the responsibility of being the watchman on the wall, and also warns Ezekiel, if you warn the people and they hear, this is what I'll do. But if you do not warn the people and they are in danger because of not hearing the truth, then I'm going to hold you responsible. And then I like the 33rd chapter in total, but when it drops down then to verse 10, the question is asked, how should we then live? So Lawrence, I'm in agreement with what you're saying. We need to recognize that as Christians, God charges us with the responsibility of warning others of the danger ahead. Lawrence, take just a few moments and tell us something about what is Keep Florida Fresh? What is the organization? What's the bottom line? What does it do? What is it for?
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Keep Florida Fresh is really a kind of referencing the quality of air. However, at the heart of it, it's a response to the misleading media ads that promote the Florida Amendment Number 3. There's a tremendous amount of money being poured in by a large Canadian company that has operations here in Florida and a trial lawyer that has been very, very prosperous with litigation here in Florida and across the country. That ad that they started running, and now there's an array of them, as well as a bunch of signage, seeks to mislead the population and the voters and the citizens of Florida into trying to create a positive perspective of Amendment 3 and its impact. And so KeepFloridaFresh.com was set up as a response to that set of misleading information, and it seeks to focus and provide caution and insight into why this is dangerous for Florida and dangerous for the citizens and God's people.
Mm-hmm. So Keep Florida Fresh then. Give the full website, and during the course of the broadcast, we'll talk about it several other times, inviting our listeners to go to that website and find other information, including what we'll be discussing today.
Well, it's keepfloridafresh.com, all one word, .com, and there is an accompanying Facebook page that has other information. The focus of the site is trying to keep it simple and focused on three areas: the vulnerability of young developing minds, the changes and the potency of THC, the psychoactive component of cannabis and marijuana that's available today, and then the looking at the argument of alcohol versus marijuana. And so trying to keep the information on the site focused on that, but there is a wealth of other information, studies, and other pieces that we publish regularly on the Facebook page that you can get to directly off of that site, or putting in and doing a search for Keep Florida Fresh as one word in Facebook.
Lawrence, this is probably a kind of a elemental question, but with what you're doing, Keep Florida Fresh, with the information that you're providing on the website and for the information that we'll share in this broadcast interview today, what is the end goal? What is the primary desire? What are you wanting to accomplish?
Dr. Youngblood, I want to make sure that people aren't deceived, that there is a very, very dark side of what they're trying to do. We've heard for years and years how the educational system has been manipulated, and the outcome of many of those youths as they go through the 12 years of stuff don't learn the things that are useful and edifying for them and allow them tools in the future. This is a threat that is different. It seeks to actually create damaged individuals, mm-hmm. damage to their minds, damage to their capability, and these are irreversible. This is a profound threat, and there are studies and quite a volume of information out there available that show this.
So we're talking about Amendment 3, and some of our listeners may not know anything about Amendment 3. Would you take a moment and summarize for our listeners, what is Amendment 3 specifically? What does it do? What does it suggest? And do we find in what I call the preamble to each amendment, in the preamble to the amendment, that's the 90 words or less introduction to the amendment, are there flaws in that? Is there deception found in that? Just take a moment and review that for our listeners so that we're on the same baseline as we discuss this for our broadcast and our listeners' edification today.
Yes. Dr. Youngblood, one of the things that in July at the Florida Sheriff's Association meeting, Governor DeSantis stated he believes the vague wording elevates this new right potentially above the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment right to free speech. It has an array of problems that make it very, very hard to control. Specifically, this amendment, they took the medical amendment and basically just modified it. So it has a lot of verbiage that was included in the medical amendment, medical marijuana amendment, but it actually is just very vague and smoke-filled. The key things is they added under policy two lines, line 4 and line 5. Line 4 basically states that an individual that is using or consuming and has marijuana is not subject to any criminal or civil liability or sanctions under Florida law. That means that they are profoundly protected as a constitutional right, as you had viewed the keep and bear arms or free speech.
Mm-hmm.
This is a constitutional right. And so when a police officer stops a vehicle and he smells marijuana, he is not able to pursue that. Second, the line 5 deals specifically with the supply chain. And if someone is an approved portion or licensed part of that supply chain, they are, and I'm going to quote, they shall not be subject to criminal or civil liability or sanctions under Florida law. That means that, you know, if you compare it to the alcohol, that if you go to a bartender and a bartender serves someone that is clearly inebriated but continues to serve them, there are civil sanctions that
right.
can be brought
That's
against
right.
that. There may be criminal.
Mm-hmm.
That goes away with marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
If someone sells marijuana to someone and they go out and they create a problem or worse, an accident, and we've got some terrible statistics to talk about that. They are completely protected against any civil sanction or criminal liability.
Considered as held harmless, I believe is the legal term. And you touched on it a moment ago about the medical marijuana. I remember back in the days that I broadcast several times about the medical marijuana and the dangers that it would bring. John Morgan, the renowned, how would you say, ambulance chaser, if you want to use that term, that claims to have the largest law practice in the world. It was John Morgan that he bragged about spending $6 million out of his own pocket to promulgate, push, and to ultimately get the medical marijuana approved in the state of Florida. And at the time that was approved, the drunken bash that was the victory party that they had, John Morgan said, let's understand this. This is just getting the nose of the camel in the tent. We will get recreational marijuana approved. Many, many, many millions of dollars have been spent, Lawrence, by the Morgan law firm and John Morgan in particular in promulgating and pushing this. And I find it fascinating, sad but fascinating, that for the marijuana industry in the state of Florida, for getting a license to grow, for getting a license to sell, for getting a license to open and operate and selling medical marijuana, and shall be also for recreational marijuana, it goes through the John Morgan law firm. He handles the lion's share of that in the state of Florida. So it is a financial gravy train for him to do this without any regard to the dangers and the desperate condition that it will leave Floridians in as a result of it. Lawrence, hold your thought for a moment. We have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question to come in, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Amboy.
Good morning, good morning. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. You all are so right. And my wife and I went to vote yesterday. But I really, you don't see if it's a Democrat or a Republican. They just got names up there. And I wanted to know when we could vote for these amendments.
These amendments will be on the ballot November the 5th, and there's six of them. Time won't allow us to go through all six of them today. We're focusing on Amendment 3, which is the amendment that will make, if passed, will make marijuana, recreational marijuana, available in the state of Florida. And it is a very dangerous, deceptive promotion that they're having on television. I watched several of the ads, and very simply, some of the ads are stating by what would look like sane adult speaking. We'll talk about how this will allow individual adults to make the decision, the freedom of choice to decide if they want to use marijuana. And after all, it will produce millions of dollars for our schools, for education, and for our law enforcement, for the police officers on the street. It's an absolute deception. It's a lie. And it's been promulgated by these that are pushing it. And it's the marijuana industry that's pushing it. It's the marijuana industry that will have the, how would you say, the windfall of the profits as a result of it, not caring about the lives that it will destroy, the homes and the families of the destruction in the state of Florida. So, Kenneth, the question is that you're asking us to understand it. When will we be able to vote on it? It will be November the 5th. It will be on the ballot in the state of Florida with the six amendments. And I'm saying to each of our listeners today, we need to, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, recognize the desperate dangers that it will place us in as a state. And we need to say no on marijuana that's on the ballot on November the 5th, and it's amendment number 3. So, Kenneth, I'm recommending to every listener, put this information in your telephone, your handheld device, send a notice to everybody that you have names, addresses, and phone numbers, send them an email or text message warning them vote no on amendment 3 on November the 5th. That is a very clear, succinct message, and asking each one that you send it to send it to 10 or 20 in their mailbox also. I think that's the only thing that we can do, or the main thing we can do as Christians, conservatives, and patriots today, is simply say no, get the word out that we need to say no, 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 to Amendment 3. Thank you, Kenneth, for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got just a few moments left until the top of the hour news, but let me simply say we're interviewing today Lawrence Perkins. Lawrence is the one that's in charge of and the leadership in Keep Florida Fresh. It's an organization that is fighting the Amendment 3, trying to set the record straight as to what it will do and what it will not do, and we're interviewing him today, and I pray that you'll stay tuned. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia.